Shalom,
hello, we are reading from the Passover book, page 295 in Hebrew, concerning the Matzah. You can also find the article on Rabash, the writings of Rabash, volume 3, article number 935. You can send us questions to Kabbalah TV or Sfira Tova, and selected questions will be asked here. Article 935 by Rabash concerning the Matzah, the unleavened bread.
Well, we are continuing in our study, in our connection between us, in increasing the connection between us. And by that, we will feel how nature has only started the first stage in rearranging us more correctly towards each other and towards Him in general, meaning towards the Creator. And how now, in the next stage, we're going to feel that it's not just this one virus and it's an incident and soon it will pass and we'll find a cure and then we'll be able to live the life we had before. Rather, in order to not have any kinds of illusions, of fantasies like that sort, that we can go back to the old state and live in the old way. I'm speaking on behalf of the common people in mankind. Just like we thought in the first 2 or 3 weeks, that it'll pass, just like with other viruses of the flu and so on. We have to realize that nature keeps pressuring us. The Creator has a plan and a goal. And when nature begins, when the Creator, I'm deliberately saying nature and not the Creator, just to make it clear that the pressure that comes, it comes without mercy. And therefore, we are facing pressure and even blows that we're all going to feel, all of humanity. And that won't be just to distance us and quiet us, but rather to awaken us to take action. Action that we're not used to. And these actions, these pressures from nature, their goal is to lead us to a specific connection that we will start seeing in our mind, in everything that's happening to us, not just how to escape, meaning that we don't look at the pressures and the blows, but rather why they're happening. What is their content? What exactly are they doing to us? In our minds, in our hearts, how do they develop us? This is what we have to discover in the near future. The virus itself, it doesn't disappear, it doesn't go away. We're going to feel additional pressures in quantity and mostly in quality. And we're going to have to realize that this is the Creator speaking to us. Meaning that it's not just some blind pressure from nature that, you know, is just doing things at random like biologists or doctors believe. Rather, we have to try to see through this virus a guiding hand, a hand that is directing it, so that we respond with more consciousness, with more sensation and attitude towards this increasing virus, that it's not a virus, but rather it is a force that with intelligence that brings it to us. The more we connect not to the blows, but to the source of the blows, and we see them not as blows, but rather as good attitude aiming to correct us. We usually see a bad thing if we look at it through the egoistic attitude. But if we look at it correctly, that everything the Creator does is for the sake of bringing us to the exalted goal. And if we see this in a form of bestowal in the light of love, altruism, that it comes from love, it comes in order to correct us, in order to reshape us, then we're going to see through these blows, through these pressures, and all the different kinds of unpleasant things and pressures, we're going to see guidance. And so we won't try to just escape and run away from these things, but rather take the same direction that they're trying to push us to. And rather than resist, we'll go with it. And then, instead of going in due time, where we resist the blows and pressures and worry about the viruses, we instead will try to go along with it. And if we go in the same direction, we will move from this path of in due time to accelerating time, from resistance to doing it cooperatively. And then we'll realize that through this action of the virus, we're getting a clarion, a sign of how we need to change in all sorts of discernments in our mind, in our heart, to reach the understanding of the Creator, to reach equivalence, similarity, proximity. So now, by increasing the suffering, the Creator wants us to start relating correctly to what's happening. That it's happening not because of blows, it's not beatings, rather we'll have to see the higher intelligence here that is aiming us, guiding us, and especially bringing us to Him. And that's really the trend, the direction that we're going to have to start seeing from day to day. I truly hope that you're going to activate your mind and emotion a bit more so as to see through these changes that are happening in human society and in us, that we'll see them as changes that invite us to come closer to the Creator, to come closer to the reason for why everything is happening. It's like a mother and father are pressuring the child, and the child is starting to notice, what do they want from me? Why are they pressuring me? That it's only their way of awakening me to see that I'm an egoist, and if I rise above the ego to seeing and thinking and understanding what they really want from me, then I transcend the ego and start seeing it differently in a form of love and as their desire to unite with me. All right, let's continue our study. I think that this guidance, I think you're going to feel it. If you have anything urgent to ask about what I just said, so I'm ready to hear. Please. No. Okay. So we will move on to our material. And it doesn't even matter what we're studying. We're going to see deeper layers of the Creator's attitude to us, which is what we just discussed. Go ahead.
Page 295 in the Hebrew Passover book, Article 935 in Rabash, Volume 3, concerning the matzah, unleavened bread. Matzah comes from matzah and meriva, strife, as in when they strove with the Lord. The rule is that as long as one works with the dough, it does not become leavened, even if it is all day long. For when one is under the governance of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, he cannot do anything for the sake of the Creator. At that time, person makes a matzah and meriva, strife with the body. The body is angry with the Creator over why He does not give it all it needs, meaning to be permitted to receive for itself. And a person can work only for the sake of the Creator, although his heart disagrees, meaning that his intention is wrong. Since a person does not own the intention, only Pharaoh is the owner, if he nonetheless engages in quarreling with the body, this is still not regarded as leaven, meaning sitra acha, since he is engaged with it. However, as soon as he stops his engagement with the dough, it immediately becomes leaven. This is the meaning of it did not become leaven until he appeared to them and redeemed them. That is, because they worked with it all the time until he redeemed them, and then they no longer had to engage. This is why it is called bread, since he is still poor, meaning without the intention, but only with the action. And This is called bread, since he's still poor without the intention, but only with action. This is called unknowingly. Also, there is none who is poor except in knowledge. This is the meaning of answering it, meaning that the body sings after the fact that he wants to work lishma. Again, matzah comes from matzah and meriva, strife, as in when they strove with the Lord. The rule is that as long as one works with a dough, it does not become leavened, even if it is all day long. For when one is under the governance of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, he cannot do anything for the sake of the Creator. At that time, a person makes a matzah and meriva, strife, with the body. The body is angry with the Creator over why he does not give it all its needs, meaning to be permitted to receive for itself. And a person can work only for the sake of the Creator, although his heart disagrees, meaning that his intention is wrong. And since a person does not own the intention, only Pharaoh is the owner, if he nonetheless engages in quarreling with the body, this is still not regarded as leaven, meaning sitra acha, since he is engaged with it. However, as soon as he stops his engagement with the dough, it immediately becomes leaven. This is the meaning of, it did not become leaven until he appeared to them and redeemed them. That is, because they worked with it all the time, until he redeemed them, and then they no longer had to engage. This is why it is called bread, since he is still poor, without the intention, but only with the action. This is called unknowingly. Also, there is none who is poor except in knowledge. And this is the meaning of answering it, meaning that the body sings after the fact that he wants to work lishma.
What's happening here? We need to work against our ego for the sake of connection between us, and from connection between us to connection with the Creator. If we can't reach connection between us in the ten, then we can't come to connection with the Creator. Therefore, it says, from love of the created beings to the love of the Creator. And therefore, every time that we try and try to be connected between us, this means we are working with the dough, meaning with water and flour, and as long as we engage with it, it doesn't go sour, which means it's not ready for baking. It's not worthy yet. So we need to not stop engaging in it. It doesn't matter how long, even the whole day, as he says, it still won't be leaven, chametz. It won't be in the will to receive, because we work with it. How much can we work with it? He says, even the whole day. Meaning, if you have the power to engage in it, keep engaging in it, and even more and more. Because after you come to the right state, when you can come to the right connection, then you feel that you can give up everything in order to be connected with the friends, and then as a result, you achieve the ability from the connection between you to be in connection with the Creator as well. And by that, you leave the rulership of the Creator to the rulership of Pharaoh, to the rulership of the Creator. So you see the 10 as a means to come out of the control of Pharaoh into the rule of the Creator. So the 10 is like this intermediate stop in between. And so in this holiday of freedom, of Exodus from slavery, this is the central means of coming out of in order to receive and entering in order to bestow, from the rulership of Pharaoh to the rulership of the Creator. And we need to not stop engaging in the connection between us, the connection in the group. And just like we pressure the dough, we have to keep pressuring ourselves to the point that we mingle and mix so much, so well, that this dough will be as a substance that there's no water and flour in it, but it's mixed in such a way that everything is completely blends together. And when it all becomes so suitable and so uniform as a single substance, then we can feel that it's ready for connection with the Creator, meaning that we have made such exercises and efforts and pressures with ourselves that we don't have anything more to do. We're actually ready to be in contact with the Creator. We're going to come to that. There's no doubt that the outer pressures, because we are emotional beings, because we are fearful, because we are emotional, the Creator will bring us closer. The question is whether we can use the group to further awaken ourselves faster, to be a dough that is ready to become matzah. This is called matzah and meriva, strife, meaning that a person is in a strife with his ego so as to enter connection with the group. He's ready to push himself, to pressure himself, to become such a dough that there is no more distinction between flour and water. Remember, there is only flour and water in the dough. There's nothing else. So they both become one mix, one thing. So the will to receive, which is the flour, has taken in some water and just very little water, not a lot. There's a unique measurement for it. And it makes it just one uniform material. And this way, our will to receive becomes, it's like it's not felt where it's coming from, because it's 10 different friends, but they're so mixed together in their inclination to the Creator that it doesn't matter in what direction they each are, what inclination they each have, because they all blend together in a way that they have a single direction, a single intention, a single emotion, one collective thing. And thus, they're ready to take on what is called the shape of the bread of poverty. Which means they're willing to be together without any differences between them. Now this is basically the preparation for the exodus from Egypt. Now, when do we bake that bread of poverty, the matzah, while they are in Egypt? While they're planning to escape Egypt, they already need to be ready to become matzah. Meaning, matzah represents the new character of the group, the connected group that is ready to be connected, to be pressed together in such a relationship. All right, there is a question. Okay, Tel Aviv 1.
Good day, Rav, friends. It says that person is not the master of his intention, but the creator, or Pharaoh, which is the same. We know the creator is in charge of everything, but the question is, nevertheless, I thought the creator has given us to work with the intention. He gives us the desire, but he leaves us the intentions to the desires to connect.
Clearly, the intention is in the hands of the Creator. There's no doubt, but it depends on your actions. The more you pressure yourself to.
You cannot make of your intention in order to stop.
But the Creator will change your intention. That's what you've got.
You're talking about the reforming light.
Yes, of course. What other means is there? It's like I see the light, I understand the light. No, I don't care how it works, as long as I change.
Maybe be rewarded with it.
Yes. Kiev.
The Rav. This processing of the dough, am I processing my own desire or the tens, and how is it correct to engage with it, to need it?
No, the dough, we have to make it. We have the will to receive, which is flour. The light that shines on us from above a little bit is the water. We pour the water into the dough, into the flour, that is, and begin to work the dough to with our hands, to knead it in order to prepare it, prepare for the exit. So what is the hint here? That we have to receive some little discernments from above of bestowal, of connection, whatever the Creator gives us, whatever we can understand, and begin to do it even in our egoistic will to receive as much as possible, more and more and more. And the main thing that's happening here is not that each of us has some desire to bestow here, and to do something with our will to receive. It's our efforts. The more I labor in understanding and entering the will to bestow, meaning that my flower will take on the quality of the water, the will to receive that connects with the water, with the intention to bestow, the more I want this mix to happen, thus I advance. But what am I trying to say? I want to say that the main result, the correct good result is it's that we make an effort to reach bestowal, we make an effort to connect in the Ten. The more we make this connection in the Ten, as a result of everyone's effort, we will draw the light that reforms and it will connect us. Meaning the water that will absorb, the water that will work on the flower and turn it into a single body, is that by each and every drop of water enters each and every gram of this powder of flour. It all depends on our common effort. The common effort in the group. That's what we need to feel. That if there's no cooperation in the group between the friends to reach a state where there's no difference between the water and the flour, and it all becomes moist and homogeneous, meaning it becomes dough. And if we don't yearn for that dough, where we lose all our ego, each and everyone's personal shape, if we're willing for that to happen, if we want that to happen, then it happens and we begin to feel that we're ready for the baking, meaning that we can become the matzah. And this is called bread of poverty because it comes from being poor, from being powerless, from being poor in mind and feeling. We do it that way, but after all, through this shape that we take on of the matzah, we can cross the border between the rulership of Pharaoh and the rulership of the Creator, and then come out to freedom of the angel of death, freedom of the will to receive. Okay?
So, the water, is this something the Creator is adding? Are we obligating him to add it, the water to our flower?
No, we can't influence that. Because it's the ratio, the relationship between the proportion between the flour and water, how much the will to receive and how much the will to bestow, that doesn't depend on us. It depends on each and everyone's personal state and the state of the Ten, because it depends on the character, on the will, on the point in the heart, the place in Adam Rishon that each and every Ten is in. So there's no calculation we can make here. We just have to pressure as much as possible to be ready, to become ready in our mixture of the flour, which is like powder. There's no moisture there. And the water, which is the Bina. So there is a minimal connection between Malchut and Bina. But through this kind of material, we can already get out of the rulership of Pharaoh. Just a little bit of moisture, a little bit of water, a little bit of the quality of Bina, but it has to be in contact with each and every crumb of flour. And then, as a result, the flour, the will to receive, can rise to the degree of Bina, the will to bestow. This is the issue of Ma'avir Banav, he who carries over his children from one side, the rule of Pharaoh, to the other side, that of the Creator. Okay?
So, nevertheless, I wanted to be precise. Who is the one adding the water? How to draw this water to the connection between us so this flower will begin to rise?
Of course, it comes from the Creator. Water is the quality, the light of chasadim that connects with the quality of our will to receive. And by that, the will to receive becomes ready to achieve in order to bestow to some extent. Of course.
Jerusalem.
All right, Jerusalem. Jerusalem. No question?
Yeah, we have a question. I want to say that it's a little confusing, all these terms. Flour, water, matzah.
Mister, just ask your question. Your confusion doesn't belong to anyone now. You need to think about it more and more, and then the confusion will go away. Everyone's confused.
Okay, so I have a question. What's the difference between the state of the leavened bread to the state of the matzah? Unleavened bread.
Chametz, the leaven, is, God forbid, we don't want to reach that state. It's a state where our will to receive overcomes, overpowers us, and rules in the ten. And by the force of bestowal, the upper force, that we've used it correctly, we want to reach a state that we all connect in bestowal with each other. And this is called matzah.
After Passover, you can eat the leavened bread.
I don't want to hear anything that doesn't belong to the article.
Okay.
Don't be smart. Just follow what he writes. Then you'll succeed. Spain, Portugal.
Buenos días. Una pregunta. Buenos días, amigos.
Hello, friends. I have one question.
Cabo también es influenciado por la decena. Se me dice de recibir en esta mezcla. También se ve influenciado por la decena, ¿no?
Is the flower affected by the ten? The will to receive is affected by the ten. That's how I discover it.
No, the will to receive is not influenced by the ten. It's a given, something that we get. The water depends on how much we want to be connected between us, chasadim. And therefore, we want to connect to each other as much as possible towards the goal to be connected to the Creator, not just to just get closer. And that's how we advance. French.
Hello, Rav, friends. They explain that the matzah is a boundary between the rule of the Creator and the rule of Pharaoh. And slaves of the Creator or Pharaoh stay slaves. Where is the freedom, liberty here?
After you get enough light of chasadim, the force of connection, after that, you become dough that is worthy of being bread of poverty. And then you move from the kingdom of Pharaoh to the kingdom of the Creator. BBUK.
Hello, Rob. Hello, Berkeley. So that we can work in Hashanah, what are the main efforts that we must be involved in the ten? What are the main efforts that we must be involved in the ten?
Connection. Only the inclination to connect. When we work in the connection and try, like following a user manual and following the instructions to arrange this form of connection in the 10. Moscow 7.
No, Denis. Вы сказали, что хороший результат он достигается только когда.
You said that a good result is achieved only when we make a common effort of all the friends in the 10, and as a result of everyone's participation, everyone's effort, the common effort, we awaken a great influence of the reforming light over the 10. So what is that common effort? Clearly, it's about connection, but what is so common here? What's the common effort? We have to learn that this is not simple at all. We don't feel these very elementary things. We have to recognize our nature, how much it doesn't let us even understand what connection is. And the challenge here is that a person will be connected to the connection before he connects to himself. You hear what I said? To be aimed at the connection before he's aimed at himself. This is essentially the key to the right intention, to the right state. If we're already capable of that, and this is by the general preparation and the general spirit in the group, then we actually advance and move closer to being in the Exodus from Egypt. So this is a process, a path that we'll have to go through. The thing is to grab hold of myself each and every moment and see, am I in the group or on my own? And then through manipulating myself emotionally, intellectually, I put myself back into the group and I begin to rearrange myself with the group. This is what it's about. Meaning I want to reach a state, in other words, I wish to achieve a state where I'm under the rule of the light of Chassadim. Where, to begin with, if possible, I wish to be inclined, aimed towards connection. That's what I want. To the point that until I, as if instinctively, want to connect, I am still in exile. That's why I said in the beginning of today's lesson that we have a problem of discovering how the actions of the coronavirus today, they will continue to pressure us with all kinds of new limitations. We're going to feel all kinds of new, worse conditions than before. But specifically, this burdening, it's like in the 10 plagues before the Exodus, which we're going to learn. Blood, lice, etc., etc., until the killing of the firstborns. All those blows essentially shape us to be more and more ready for the ten. We don't move away from Egypt. We mustn't think that we are running through the desert or the Red Sea and move from place to place. We're moving from desire to desire, from intention to intention. That's what we need to determine to ourselves, to digest. We basically remain in the same place, in the same desire. However, the attitude to that desire changes. How we work with it is what changes. Therefore, exiting Egypt means exiting one intention and entering another, but staying in the same desire. The same Pharaoh, with its desire, only changes its intention by the light that reforms, to in order to bestow, in order to connect. And so in that dough, in the will to receive, resides or dwells the Creator instead of Pharaoh. So we don't need to run anywhere physically. I heard about all kinds of smart alecks who go to the desert of Sinai to do the Passover there, as if it's a special thing of changing your external conditions, being there with the Bedouins or something. There's no such thing. Stay sitting wherever you are. You need to change your attitude to your 10, even though you're not connected with it physically right now. Changing your attitude to them is what you must do. And not being connected with them physically actually helps you start the right connection. Chaver.
Boker tov, shumim oti?
Ken.
Good morning, can you hear me?
Yes.
Good morning, Rav. Happy holiday. It says here, and a person can only make actions even though his heart disagrees, meaning his intention is wrong. So how is it possible to pressure and change something in our heart? It's like something is stuck there. We don't work with the heart.
Never will there be a time that your heart would want to do actions for the sake of heavens, meaning bestowing to the Creator, to the friends, to humanity? Never. It will never happen. If you think that there will be a time, but it's written, first by coercion, then by desire, also not. It will always be under duress and with effort, but to the extent that you acquire the importance of bestowal, the extent to which you connect with your friends, to that extent, you're included in them, integrated in them, and they in you. And then you truly begin to acquire the force, the upper force of bestowal and advance using it. But again, advancing meaning that you acquire more will to receive and you control it with in order to bestow. And again, you acquire more will to receive and you then you add it into the connection. And more until each time, until all the parts of the broken structure of Adam HaRishon would reconnect to one soul. Moscow 6.
Раб, вопрос такой, зачем мы должны ждать давления снаружи? Мы же уже знаем об этом.
Rav, question. Why do we need to expect pressure from the outside? We know about it. Why can't we pressure one another in order to come out of Egypt? Rav, go ahead. If you can. But what does it mean to pressure one another? And what do you pressure him? How? Using your own ego? If you can show the others an example for how do you love them, how you show them examples of connection, that's fine. But it's on the condition that that you're capable of it. We'll talk about it. Ita 4.
Buongiorno Rav. La mia domanda è questa: quando queste sensazioni, che l'unica cosa più importante è la connessione tra di noi in una persona, come fa, come faccio io a trasmettere
questo desiderio? When those feelings, the most important thing between us is the connection in the ten.
È questo desiderio di connettersi con l'amico, ecco. Passo.
But can you feel that the most important thing in the ten is the connection with the friend in the ten? Rav again, Moshe.
No.
Michael, can you repeat? In English
or in Italian?
Repeat, Michael.
Rav. Quando una persona nella decina arriva alla consapevolezza che l'unica cosa che è più importante nel lavoro è la connessione tra di noi.
When a person in the ten realizes that the most important thing is the connection with the friends, alla decina, affinché loro vengano a. How can I convey this desire, these thoughts to the ten? So they would be absorbed in the general thought of the ten. Rav, only through an example towards one another. They would see the example and the, towards a prayer, towards the Creator, using a prayer. You have no other means. No.
Beseder. Chadera echad.
Chadera one.
Chadera echad.
Good morning, Rav. Worldly. Is the kneading of the dough inner work or external work, and is the prayer part of it or a separate action? Rav, the work with the will to receive, to knead it into a dough, this work has to happen inside a person and also externally, so everyone would see what you're doing, all the friends, and it's recommended to talk about it in the group as much as possible. This is group work, and good luck.
PT2.
That's right. He writes in the last paragraph about the state where the Creator redeems them, but still he doesn't have the intention, but only the action. What does it mean, the redemption of the action? Rav, no, he's capable at least of connecting with them, and their intention is not enough to resemble the Creator. Rather, they're still only connected among themselves, but they're already in that connection to some extent, at least.
It is said a person needs to fight with his body, and usually we learn that that a person doesn't need to fight with his body.
The body is the will to receive. What do you mean not to work with it?
No, to fight with it. In other articles, it says not to fight with it.
I don't know other articles. I studied this article. Who to fight with? The friends, then?
I mean, many times we heard that we shouldn't directly fight with the will to receive, with the body.
But what will you do with it? He's not going to agree with you. You cannot change the nature. So what will you do?
This is my question.
So my question is simple. Don't be smart and don't engage in comparative studies between what's written here and there. If you don't understand here and you don't understand there, then you're losing twice. Just learn what's written here as we study. Don't go anywhere. In this article, 10 lines, we're spending already an hour. That's it.
Can you please explain what is this fight that we do need to do with the body?
Each one with his will to receive that resists the connection. It's not just any old will to receive. If I want to sleep for 10 hours or eat 5 pounds of food, it's not considered my will to receive that I need to correct.
Yeah, that's clear that it's against the desire that's against connection. But what's the fight with it? How can you fight with it?
I need to fight against this desire by performing physical acts and coming closer to the Creator, to the friends, and also in prayer. That's what we're talking about, nothing else. What's written elsewhere, I don't know. I'm not a scientist, not a philosopher. I recommend you do the same. Okay, we're coming out of this and we're going to to the second article. Next one.
Yeah, the next article is from Rabash, Two Opposites. You can find it in Kabbalah Media, article 914, Two Opposites. Let's sing a song first.
Bye. hear the sound. One voice, one cry, one light, one soul. There's a special place in my heart. All it will never let us be apart. It's a pulse like the beat of a drum. There's a flame that burns for me. One is the king that we've already won. A flame of eternal. For us, a flame of eternal life.